游刃摘夜话。
From the night talk of the wise.
今天啊，我们扒一扒启功先生的黑历史。
Today, we're going to delve into some of the controversies surrounding Mr. 开公。
看一看这位文坛奇宿的真面目。
Take a look at the true face of this literary genius.
启功先生是正儿八经的皇室后裔。
Mr. 开公 is a genuine descendant of the royal family.
那为什么说是正儿八经呢？
So what makes it legitimate?
因为啊，他是雍正的九世孙，姓爱新觉罗。
Because he is the ninth grandson of Yung Jane with the surname Aixin Jewel Yuo.
康熙曾经问乾隆说
Once the Kangxi Emperor asked the Kailong Emperor,
你知道爱新觉罗是什么意思吗？
Do you know what the name Aixin Julio means?
乾隆说
Kailong said
是金子的意思
is the meaning of bold.
康熙又问
Kangxi asked again
那你觉得金子是世界上最珍贵的东西吗？
Do you think gold is the most precious thing in the world?
乾隆说不是，仁义才最珍贵。
Emperor Kailong said that benevolence and righteousness are the most important.
那请问今天还有多少人觉得仁义比金子珍贵呢？
So I'm curious how many people still think that righteousness and kindness are more valuable than gold today.
今天有些人啊，
Some people today.
哪怕祖上是秦桧
Even if my ancestors were Kin Hui
也会引以为豪
I am proud of it
自鸣得意
I am able to
但启功先生不稀罕
But Mr. Kai didn't seem to mind
这个爱新觉罗
This Aixin Julio
也不想和那个旧王朝有半点的瓜葛。
I also don't want to have anything to do with that old dynasty.
有一次啊，启功先生和朱家骏先生去故宫。
Once, Mr. 开公 and Mr. 朱家骏 went to the Forbidden City.
朱先生说
Mr. 朱 said,
哎
Oh,
到了您的老宅子了。
You've arrived at your old house.
启功先生说
Mr. Kegel said,
How? 不是。
No.
那不是我的老宅子。
That's not my old house.
是你的老宅子。
Is your old house?
因为明朝姓朱。启功先生出生的时候啊。
Because Mr. Chu Kegel was born in the Ming Dynasty.
大清已经亡了半年了。
The great king has been gone for half a year.
启功先生是1912年7月出生。
Mr. 开公 was born in July 1912.
大清是1912年2月结束。
The Qing dynasty ended in February 1912.
所以启功先生和这个清朝也真的没有半点瓜葛。
Therefore, Mr. 开公 and the Qing dynasty really had no connection.
他也从来没用过爱新觉罗这个姓，没蹭过清王室的这波流量。
He has never used the surname Aixin Julio or associated himself with the Qing dynasty royal family.
他自己称啊，姓启名公。
He called himself Kai.
所以有人说启功不姓启。
So some people say that Kai Gong is not named Kai.
姓爱新觉罗。
Surname Aixin Julio.
这是不符合启功先生本意的。
This is not in accordance with the original intention of Mr. Kai.
他也不姓金。
He doesn't have the surname Jin.
因为他祖父曾有遗训啊。
Because he had a legacy from his grandfather.
说绝不许姓金。
I absolutely forbid anyone from having the surname Jin.
所以称启功为金启功也是自以为是的。
Therefore, calling Kai Gong Jin Kai Gong is also self-deceptive.
妄念。启功先生的人生开局啊。
The beginning of Mr. Kang's life in the year of the pig.
满是清苦凄凉啊。
It's full of hardship and desolation.
一岁丧父，十岁丧祖父，靠祖父的学生募集善款来度日。
1-year-old orphan child, 10-year-old orphan child, and the orphan child relied on the funds raised by the students of the grandfather to survive.
那么在学校呢，启功先生总是跳级。
So, in school, Mr. Kai Gong was always skipping grades.
因为学习好啊。
Because I studied well.
但到了高中。
But by high school.
因为英语太差了。
Because my English is too bad.
没能毕业。
Didn't graduate.
那之后呢。
After that.
就拜师学画画。
I started learning painting by apprenticing.
他的启蒙老师是贾希民。
His mentor was G.R. Zimin.
后来呢，也得到过普心瑜和齐白石的指点。
Later, I also received guidance from Pu Xin Yu and Kai Baishi.
启功先生的竹子画的是非常好的。
Mr. Qigong's bamboo paintings are very good.
后来有人把他推荐给了辅仁大学校长陈元。之后呢
?Later, he was recommended to the president of Fujian University, Chen Yuan.
启功就在辅仁大学附中教一年级国文。
Qigong taught Chinese at the affiliated school of Furen University for 1 year.
但是后来分管附中的教育学院的院长发现启功
However, later, the dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences at the affiliated school, Kai Gong,
连中学文凭都没有。
He didn't even have a high school diploma.
Hey. 于是就把他给辞退了。
So he was fired.
七七事变以后
After the Mukden incident,
启功几乎没了。
It seems that Kai Gong is almost gone.
生活来源，被迫在日伪政权下属的一个部门短暂担任过助理员。
Forced to work as an assistant in a department under the Japanese occupation government.
大概干了三个月。
About 3 months.
后来呢
？Later.
他假称得了肺病，就辞职不干了。
He quit his job, claiming that he had a lung disease.
启功先生认为这段经历是他的人生污点。
Mr. Qigong believes that these experiences are 5 key points in his life.
他曾主动向校长陈元坦白了这件事。
He had proactively confessed this to Principal Chen Yuan.
陈元听了以后，沉吟半晌。
Chen Yuan listened and pondered for a long time.
说了一个字儿，脏。
Said a word, it's dirty.
后来启功当了教授啊。
Later, Kai Gong became a professor.
这是投票评出来的啊。
This is a vote-based ranking.
靠的是真本事。
Rely on true ability.
后来呢，被降级为副教授。
Later, he was demoted to associate professor.
因为他有问题。
Because he has problems.
有什么问题呢
?What's the matter?
他就是有问题。
He's just a problem.
他给徐彦孙啊。
He gave it to Zhu Yanson.
徐彦孙是一位著名的人物。
Zhu Yanson is a famous person.
画家。
Painter.
也是我的师祖啊。
He's also my ancestor.
启功在徐彦孙的画上提了两句诗。
Cai Dong wrote a few lines of poetry on Zhu Yan's painting.
春色满园关不住。
Spring colors fill the garden and cannot be contained.
一枝红杏出墙来，坏了。
A red apricot came out of the wall and ruined everything.
这就是问题。
That's the problem.
你为什么要出墙啊？
Why are you coming out?
你有什么不满意的？
What are you dissatisfied with?
你要出墙干嘛？
What are you doing outside?
这儿不好吗？
Is this place okay?
于是罪名成立，大帽子。
So the crime is established as a big hat.
咔，扣上了。
Isn't that?
其实这个罪名它很扯淡呢。
Actually, this charge is quite ridiculous.
扯了两年，帽子也就摘了。
It took 2 years to get the hat, but I finally took it off.
但是，没消停几年。
But it didn't stop for a few years.
红小将们又闯进了家门。
The young soldiers have returned home.
质问启功。
Questioning Cai Dong.
有没有风姿修啊？
Do you have a good figure?
这个风姿修啊，风指的是封建残余，姿。
This refers to the feudal remnant.
指的是西方腐朽。
Refers to the decadence of the West.
修是大鼻子文化。
The nose is a cultural symbol.
启功先生想了想说，没有姿和修。
Mr. Kidong thought for a moment and said that without resources and training,
只有风啊。
Just the envelope.
因为启功研究的像书法、国画。
Because of the research on the works of Cai Gong,
诗词红学
study poetry and literature,
这都是封建残余啊。
This is all feudal remnants.
启功先生本身，他就是个封建余孽呀啊。
Mr. Kidong himself is a remnant of the feudal system, RR.
这是他自己说的。
This is what he said.
红小家们一听啊
，When the children heard this，
有风啊
，There is one，
那好，风了
，That's good，
啊，
哎，
那是个无比疯狂的时代呀、啊、
，That was a truly crazy time。
据说齐白石先生有个学生
，It is said that Master Kibai had a student。
他这个学生呢，仰慕他的恩师。
He admired his teacher.
连名字都改成了失败。
The name was even changed to failure.
但是，在那激情燃烧的岁月里
，But in those passionate years,
他首先和恩师划清了界限。
He first drew a line with his teacher.
据中华书局2004年10月出版的《齐白石词典》所记载
，According to the Zhai Beishi Dictionary published by Shanghua Shuju in October 2004,
这位知名画家曾改名为皮白。
This famous painter was once known as Pai Bai.
如果确有此事的话
，If this is indeed the case，
那真是让人脊背发凉啊
！That really makes me shiver。
应了那句话
，I finally understood what the saying meant。
世间有两样东西不可直视
，There are two things in the world that cannot be looked at directly。
一是正午的阳光
，One is the midday sun。
一是暗夜的人心。
One is the heart of the night.
因为皇室后裔的这个身份，启功先生
，Because of his status as a descendant of the imperial family，
一直是战战兢兢、小心翼翼的生活。
It has always been a life of caution and vigilance.
其实
，Actually，
这也是中国文人最扎心的宿命。
This is also the destiny that Chinese scholars are most concerned about.
心怀正义
With a righteous heart.
却口不能言
But he couldn't speak.
他
He
刚刚盛赞兰亭序是王羲之的旷世杰作之后
After just praising the Lantern Order as Wang Zizi's masterpiece.
就有人要求他写文章说兰亭序不是王羲之写的
Someone asked him to write an article saying that the Orchid Pavilion preface was not written by Wang Zixi
你写不写
Can you write?
你不写试试
Try writing
说你行你就行
Tell me about your luggage
你说不行
You said no
也不行
It's not working either.
说不行就不行。
If you say no, then it's no.
你想不写。
You don't want to write.
可不行。
No, no.
写了。憋屈。憋屈啊。
I'm so frustrated.
纵观启功先生的一生，92个春秋，朝前。
Looking back at Mr. Cai Gong's life of 92 years.
习题
Exercises.
所谓的岁月静好
The so-called peaceful years.
无非是委曲求全
It's just a roundabout way of saying it.
可话说回来了
It can be said that it is recovered.
这难道只是先生一个人的悲剧吗
Is this just a man's grievance?
江头未是风波恶
The river mouth is not a place of storms.
别有人间行路难
It's hard to walk on the road.
古往今来
Which one has been around for the longest time?
多少心怀风骨的读书人，一生享受本心，一生。
How many people with lofty ideals and a love for reading spend their entire lives pursuing their original goals?
却又被时代裹挟。
However, they are also caught up in the times.
那你看启功先生的字。
Look at the calligraphy of Mr. Cai Gong.
他想刚健。
He wants to be strong and healthy.
却又力不从心。
But I couldn't do it.
想纵横却又束手束脚。
To be able to move freely, yet still be bound by circumstances.
想守住正道。
To uphold righteousness.
却又不得不暂时隐忍。
However, they had to temporarily suppress their anger.
但是这个隐忍呢
？However, this hermit,
他不是低头。
He is not bowing.
是孔子说的。
This is what Confucius said.
倦而怀之，是藏起真心。
To give up and then cherish it is to hide one's true feelings.
但不是改变真心。
But not to change the heart.
但是啊，文人骨子里的那股子倔强劲儿是磨灭不掉的。
But the stubbornness that is inherent in the souls of writers cannot be extinguished.
偶尔就会小露峥嵘。说有个大官要见启功先生，大官的秘书和启功先生说。
Occasionally, he would occasionally reveal that a high-ranking official wanted to meet with Mr. Cai Gong. The official's secretary told Mr. Cai Gong,
我们领导是不轻易见人的。
Our leader is not someone who is easily seen.
启功先生说，我也不轻易见人。
Mr. Cai Gong said that I don't often see people.
你对得好。
The right.
有人问启功先生啊。
Someone asked Master Cai Gong.
因为这个邵逸夫捐的某个逸夫楼啊。
Because this building donated by Shor Yifu.
要请启功先生题字啊。
Please ask Mr. Qigong to provide the words.
但是启功先生没给提。
However, Mr. Kai didn't give it.
于是有人就问了。
So, someone asked.
说您为什么不提呀？
Why didn't you mention it?
启功先生说他只捐了一半的钱。
Mr. Qigong said that he only donated half of the money.
我要提也只能提兔人喽。啊。
I can only raise rabbits in the rabbit house.
而且啊，启功先生是坚决不给什么帝豪啊。
And Mr. Qigong, he was adamant about not giving anything to the emperor.
皇家呀，这样的饭店题字啊。
Royal, such as the name of a restaurant.
有人说这是先生的平民立场。
Some say this is a populist stance of the gentleman.
但我认为啊，这是启功先生在破老百姓的愚痴。那。
But I think this is a way for Mr. Kai to take advantage of the people's fish.
所谓的什么皇家大酒店呢？
What is this so-called royal hotel?
也无非就是萝卜开会罢了。
It's just a bunch of vegetables having a meeting after all.
不过是世俗众生的自我标榜和附庸风雅。
However, it is just the self-praise and pretentious behavior of ordinary people.
启功先生有风骨，也豁达。
Mr. Qigong is both talented and enlightened.
据说当年劈他的小将
It is said that he once beat a young man.
后来清醒了啊。
Later I woke up.
毕竟鸡血也就是一阵子。
After all, the adrenaline rush is just temporary.
于是呢，他来给启功先生道歉。
So he came to apologize to Master Qigong.
启功先生说
Mr. Qigong said,
忘了吧。
Forget it.
那就是一场戏。
That's just a play.
让你唱诸葛亮。
Let you sing as Yuzhi Liang.
让我唱马谡。
Let me sing about Marley Yi.
曲终人散。
The music ends and people disperse.
何必再耿耿于怀呢？
Why bother dwelling on it? Who is the director? This is not a conversation. Always talking to himself. The opponents will leave. And there will be no outcome.